This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation. We are now in the Easter season, where we celebrate the risen Christ, which takes us up to Pentecost, which is a time that many know less about than Easter. But here is a scene. The disciples of Christ were in an upper room, together by themselves. And they were afraid, the scriptures say. They were afraid of what had just happened, what they saw happen to Jesus, what they thought might happen to them. And they didn't know what to do with their faith. But the coming of the Spirit, it says, like a rush of violent wind and tongues of fire rested on each one. The coming of the Spirit. And what did they do? They took their faith to the streets. 120 up in the upper room, fearful, hiding together, really. And the Spirit comes, inspires them, and 3,000 joined that day. What could Pentecost mean to us? Many of us have been afraid, are afraid, not sure what to do or say in light of what's happening in this country. There's a lot of fear, a lot of danger, and there's been a lot of silence from churches. Or worse yet, some who say they're Christians have been speaking out in favor of what's happening. They're supporters of the president. They call him a dream president. And they're coming to Washington, too. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But what about those of us that have been too silent and afraid and not sure what to say and not sure what to do? Well, we're taking some action. We're going to take our faith to the streets, inspired by that same Spirit that inspired the earliest Christians. So on May 24th, the Thursday after Pentecost Sunday, in Washington, D.C., there'll be many pastors and church leaders converging on National City Christian Church, a very large church in downtown Washington. We will publicly launch our declaration called Reclaiming Jesus, because Jesus has been hijacked, stolen, taken away from us by those who use his name and yet have nothing to do with what he said. So that declaration is now out there. Look for it on reclaimingjesus.org. Find it, read it, pray with it. On Pentecost, we launch it. We will worship and pray together and proclaim our desire to reclaim Jesus for our time, that our identity in Christ should define us, will define us more than any other identity. When the service is done, we'll walk down those beautiful steps of National City Christian Church, and we'll process a candlelight, prayerful procession to deliver this declaration, reclaiming Jesus, to the White House, a place where political leaders are trying to steal Jesus. And we expect 1,000 pastors, maybe more, to break the silence and say, in Jesus' name, we believe in the image of God, therefore we reject the racial bigotry, the rise of racism and white nationalism. We believe that we are one body in Christ, so we reject the misogyny, the treatment of women that's being accepted. We believe that America First is a heresy. We're a global Christian community. We believe Jesus says the truth will set you free. So we reject the lying, the pathological pattern, everyday lying. Jesus calls us to be servant leaders, so we reject autocratic leadership and authoritarian behavior. It's what we believe that causes us to reject the things that are wrong at the highest levels of political power in this nation, and we'll take our faith to the streets right after Pentecost, as the early Christians did. And so we'll pray, worship, and then we'll process, we'll march, we'll walk prayerfully and silently to the White House, and we'll make our faith clear. So we invite you to join us. So many of you on Sundays can do this in your churches, can proclaim this declaration of reclaiming Jesus. You can pray for the strength and courage and inspiration to take your faith to the streets in your own communities all across the country, to break the silence about what's going on in this nation, not just because of politics, but because of our faith, because of our belief in Jesus, and that we want to be followers of Jesus and have that be our primary identity at a time such as this. That's what we're going to do at Pentecost this year. So we invite you to make this Pentecost Sunday, May 20th, a time of calling, praying for the Spirit to give us the courage to take our faith to the public square. Then on Thursday, May 24th, join us in Washington for an evening of worship, prayer, and procession by candlelight to the White House to deliver our commitment to reclaim Jesus in our time. I invite you to go to our website, reclaimingjesus.org, or sojournersojo.net. Find the declaration, read it, share it with your pastor, with your friends, for study and prayer and reflection and action from our churches around the country to take our faith to the streets and make clear who we are and who we're not. If Jesus is Lord, it means Caesar is not. The early church said that very clearly, and everyone knew what they meant. So Jesus is Lord for us. Let's show the country we believe that. This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation.